Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Chad McCanson. We're going to talk about an important health item. The month of March has been Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm thinking we shouldn't quit thinking about that. So what's your response to that, Dr. McCanson?
I agree. Colorectal cancer is something that we all would like to not think about. It's something that we'd like to ignore until it becomes a problem for us. Unfortunately, colorectal cancer is something that requires proactive thinking. It requires looking into ahead of time because it's not something you can wait for symptoms to develop. You have to look for it in order to find it in a time when it's reasonably easy to take care of.
And just like a lot of things, if we take care of something, it saves us a lot of anxiety, time, money, effort. It's that old let's do a little prevention kind of thing. So let's talk about how can we know if there's the possibility of colorectal cancer? What can we do to do a bit of that prevention?
With colorectal cancer, there's several things we can do. First of all, there's basic understanding of the disease process. We need to understand that there are things that make us at higher risk for colorectal cancer. We need to understand that family history is very important in colorectal cancer, just like it is in many other types. A first-degree relative, that means a father, mother, sister, brother, who has colorectal cancer, puts a person at a significantly increased risk of developing colorectal cancer. I recommend that a person who has a first-degree relative with it come in and be evaluated at approximately 5 years before the time that the first-degree relative was diagnosed. That means that if a person is diagnosed with colorectal cancer at age 50, his relatives, his first-degree relatives, should be evaluated at age 45. If, however, there is no first-degree relative with cancer in an early age group, we recommend beginning screening at age 50. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't think about it before then. It just means that that's when a person who hasn't had any significant history needs to be evaluated. Before that, we can do other things. We can try to prevent colorectal cancer from developing. And one of the things we can do there is lifestyle modifications. A diet high in fiber, low in fat, and with vitamin C supplementation, plenty of exercise, avoiding alcohol and tobacco, and avoiding cooking our meats to the point where they're burned, has a significantly positive effect in reducing the risk for colorectal cancer.
And when you make that list, you know, that's good advice for almost any kind of health issue. So we just add one more positive thing for making those lifestyle changes. Now, you mentioned that age of 50, and I know that a lot of people get by that, and they say, I'm feeling fine. So then folks have said to me, well, how do you know that you might have that kind of cancer?
That's a problem we get, or a question we get quite often. And the fact is that there aren't a lot of symptoms for colorectal cancer, and that's where the problem lies. There are some things that we do need to look out for, certain signs, such as changes in our bowel habits. A person who has diarrhea alternating with constipation may have colorectal cancer. A person who has blood in their stools is certainly someone we want to evaluate. A person who has other symptoms, such as a blockage of their bowel, basically an obstruction type of thing, may develop, may be caused by colorectal cancer.
And just being tired because you're losing some of that blood, that's could be another thing. But, you know, we're tired for a lot of reasons. So if we have any questions about it, when we reach that age 50, if we have any questions, if we have any symptoms, we need to get checked out. So let's talk about some of those screening procedures.
There's several ways to look into whether or not a person has colorectal cancer. The first, and the most important, is to see your family doctor on a regular basis. You mentioned the feeling of fatigue with anemia and things like that. Anemia is a non-specific finding. That means it can be caused by lots of different things. But when you have a loss of blood in the bowel, that needs to be evaluated. We need to know why you're losing the blood. If you have any other problems like that, you want to talk with your family doctor about it. As far as basically just evaluating for specifically colorectal cancer, we have several options that way. The first is the fecal occult blood test, the quote finger wave test that people get from their family doctor primarily, checking for occult blood in the stools, because sometimes you can't just see the blood in the stool. Sometimes it's microscopic. After that, we can do the actual investigating test. We can do the different things like endoscopy is probably the one that comes to mind first, colonoscopy. That's the gold standard for screening for colon cancer, because it does more than just screen for colorectal cancer. When we find polyps, we can remove them. We can prevent colorectal cancer. That's one of the reasons I push it so strongly. We do have other options. We have the sigmoidoscopy, which is a partial evaluation of the colon. And there's, of course, the virtual colonoscopy that's been proposed recently, which is done using basically a CAT scan with contrast that can look for polyps and things like that. So there are lots of different ways to evaluate for colorectal cancer.
But the thing is, we don't want to get that far, do we? Because we can do prevention by doing those colonoscopies or, you know, checking that out. And, you know, if there aren't any signs of cancer, hey, that's a positive thing. And you can also do a little polyp removal.
Right. To a certain extent, I consider it a failure finding a colon cancer. I think that means that somewhere along the line, the ball has been dropped. Either the patient has not come in time for us to catch it early, or we have not recommended it. Regardless, and to a certain extent, once you get to that point, we don't want to see that. We want to see you before you get cancer. We want to take those polyps out. We want to prevent you from getting cancer in the first place.
And that's the good news, that that can happen. It's a much higher rate of success, I believe, by that prevention. And then even if you do find some cancer, there's so many good treatments. That's increased a great deal over this last few years, I believe.
Sure. Just like with any cancer, catching it in the early stage, you get a significantly improved response. If you catch cancer in an early stage of any type, you're much more likely to be successful. With the colonoscopy, we can catch it before it even is cancer, when it's still a benign polyp. So that's obviously our number one goal, catch it then. But yeah, there's been a lot of studies recently and showing that a person who gets a colonoscopy is about a 50% less chance of dying from colorectal cancer. No, it's not zero, but it is significantly better than a person who is not evaluated until they have symptoms.
You know, I think I heard you say one time that your best weeks or your best day or, you know, the best parts of year is when somebody comes in for a colonoscopy.
Well, I don't know about that. It is something that we do a lot of. I do a lot of colonoscopies, and I do that for a reason. First of all, it's a very common procedure, but I like doing colonoscopies because it is something that we're doing which has the potential of preventing a person from having problems.
You bet. And that is the important thing, that I think why we should be more aware of the potential for colorectal cancer and know that we can go through some procedures that are pretty easy. Actually, the procedure, we know nothing about. I mean, you take care of that. It's kind of that getting ready for it that most of us don't like.
Right. It's done under a sedation. That means you basically won't remember anything about the procedure. You go to sleep, you wake up, it's all done. Obviously, there are some risks with the procedure, just like with anything in medicine. But in general, it's well-tolerated. People do well with it. They don't have a lot of discomfort, maybe a little bit of cramping afterwards. Occasionally, they can have some problems, like with bleeding, and even occasionally more serious issues. But in general, it's the prep that people dread. And I don't know what to say about that, except for that it's something that you have to endure. It's not fun, but neither is colorectal cancer.
That's right. It's pretty simple. That's over the getting ready. That's over in a very short period of time. And, you know, I looking from personal experience, it's that if I only had or I should have, you know, that doesn't take away that time, money, expense, pain sometimes and so on. It's let's do it before we say, if only I had. And they can do that by, as you said, going to their local physician. And then we're so fortunate that you, Dr. McCants, are here, and then we have the Cass County Hospital to be able to offer that right here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to tell you about that, except for that we have a great facility here, especially with our new renovations and things like that. We have a state-of-the-art operating room. We have the top-of-the-line equipment. I can tell you that I go over to different hospitals. I've worked in many different places over the years, and the equipment we have here at Cass County is second to none. It really is. We have a great staff. We have a wonderful mission statement. We have people in place that do the job and do it well.
That's right. So let's take advantage of that, whether it's get your appointment yet. Well, I think it's a little late to get it in March, but that's okay. April, May, June, whatever. Get it right away. We want to thank you very much, Chad McCants, for visiting with us today. And remember, prevention often is the best cure.